Coach, always appreciate the time. Kearney Invite a Metal Arc coming up again on Thursday. Always one of the big meets. First of all, how the Bearcats doing early in the season? A couple of meets under your belt. Pretty satisfied with what you've done so far.
Yeah, we got our first two meets in. We're holding pretty steady. We have a couple guys that have kind of been up and down a little bit. We're kind of looking for a little bit more consistency out of them. But overall, we're pretty happy with our early scores and know where we can go from here.
I do believe three guys back from that state tournament team from last year. Is that right?
Three guys back. We lost one key senior that we were kind of wondering if we were going to be able to replace him. And so far, one of our juniors has stepped up and played some pretty darn good golf so far. And then we got another junior who a little inconsistent on the first tournament, but then he had a pretty solid turnaround for the second tournament and went significantly lower than he had the first time. So we're looking to, kind of get a little bit more consistency there. And then if we can do that, we'll be sitting good for the rest of the season.
I'm sure numbers are always pretty good. So you have kids pushing each other. If one's not getting it done, you've got others in the wings waiting for their chance.
For sure. We've been spending probably about the last 3 weeks or so doing, a lot of qualifying for these first few tournaments. We got, anywhere from three to a handful of youngsters, some freshmen, some sophomores who have turned in some pretty good qualifying scores. So they're letting the older guys know that they can push them a little bit if they get a little bit too complacent.
When was the last time Kearney High School did not make a Class A state meet? I was looking back and I clicked back to the 2010s or something like that, and then it wouldn't show up on the NSA webpage. But it's you guys have been mainstays every single year for years and years at the Class A state tournament.
I want to say we're 13 or 14 years in a row now.
Mm-hmm.
So this would be either 14 or 15 if we're able to do it again this year. So yeah, we've been on a pretty good streak recently. We've got some great golfers in the community. It's a really good golf community. We've got some amazing courses, some amazing pros out here. And everyone just works really well with our kids, bringing them up so that they're swinging it pretty good by the time they get to me.
Kearney Invite a Metal Arc, Coach. Big field. I know Coach Petroski's talked about it. You've got a dynamite field scheduled for Thursday.
Yeah, we've got anywhere from three to four probably of the top five teams in the state. West Side's not here, but we've got East, we've got Prep, we've got Southeast, we've got us, we've got Southwest. There's a pretty good field here. There's a few other Metro teams that are in the field that are also pretty darn good, and they're right up there in the top five, the top ten. But especially since we started hosting state last year, we've had a lot more of the larger East schools wanting to head out west for this tournament and get a good look at the course.
You would think that'd be advantage to you, and you guys do great on your home course, but there's so many good, great other players in Class A and teams. It's even on your home course, it's tough to win those things, isn't it?
For sure. I mean, obviously, home course gives you definitely a stroke or two here and there as far as advantage on, reading some greens and some of the effects of maybe the canal or, a little ridge that maybe people don't know about. But yeah, there's some really darn good players on all these teams. So on any given day, there's a handful of them that can, beat each other. And so state, as far as individual, there's, probably 5 to 10 guys that can do it, maybe more. And there's probably anywhere from 3 to 4 teams that could take it, depending upon who gets hot at the right time.
I see temperatures right around 70. Those winds about 15 to 25. So overall, not all things considered, that's not a bad day.
Looking to be, I don't want to jinx it, but looking to be our, best tournament of the year so far. Our first one at Riverside, it rained on us for about the first hour and was kind of cold and miserable after that. And then out in Omaha Oak Hills, it actually wasn't too bad. The sun kind of came and went a little bit. The temperature wasn't amazing, but it felt relatively nice just because there wasn't a whole lot of wind, which is kind of the Midwestern cliche. It'd be nice if it weren't for the wind, but we didn't have the wind, so it was all right, even though the temperature was only about 45 degrees. So, yeah, this is looking to be our nicest tournament, and we're hoping that the scores can reflect that.